Let me say hello to Dr. Hilary Jones, who's in town, not just in the West, but he's north, south, east and everywhere. Dr. Hilary, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I am very well indeed, sir. You're worried about whether or not we are hearing things clearly.
Well, we know that about a sixth of the population have hearing problems, and we know that 77% of people wait more than a year to go and do anything about it. 36% of people wait more than 5 years to do something about it. And, you know, the thing is, we've got this stigma about wearing hearing aids, but, you know, when you've lost one of the most important senses that you have, you're basically isolating yourself against the outside world and missing out on so much. And as a GP, I see this all the time in my surgery, and I'm over here helping a campaign to raise awareness this week about hearing loss and to encourage people to do what they would if they were losing their eyesight and going to get a pair of spectacles, to think about getting a hearing test and getting their hearing sorted out.
There are some fabulous hearing aids now. They're so small you don't even realise that you're wearing them.
But they're almost invisible. You're right. The technology has moved forward so quickly, and just as we've got incredible mobile phones and DVD players and all sorts of gadgets that lots of the younger generation like, we've got hearing aids now which, as you say, are almost invisible. They fit inside the ear canal with just an antenna no bigger than a hair on the outside of the ear, so that it's much less visible, if you like, to wear a hearing aid than to have a hearing loss that everyone else is aware of because you've got the TV turned up loud or people are having to repeat themselves.
With regards to cost, some people, like when they have to buy glasses, find it expensive. What's the outlay to get a really good hearing aid?
Well, there's a range. It's just like any product, just like buying a car. You know, you can get the smallest car on the road, or you can go for a Bentley. But there's a big range. But whatever you're doing, it's a great investment in maintaining your contact with the outside world. You know, enjoying that sense of hearing that you have, that acute sense of hearing, so you don't miss out on things. We know that a large proportion of people who are eligible for hearing aids, and you know, probably 20% of people who are eligible don't ever have one. They're missing out on the sound of music, of the music they used to enjoy, of conversations. They avoid going to parties. They have pretend conversations where they're in a crowded room and they're nodding or saying yes or no because they're guessing what the other person talking to them is saying. And that needn't happen. If people just explore their hearing loss with a hearing test to find out what the problem is, then almost always they can find a hearing aid that suits not only their pocket but their hearing loss as well.
As a doctor, how concerned are you about the way young people behave in this day and age with the spill of music that's going into their ears with all the modern gadgets?
Well, there's no doubt that with personal stereos and earphones that with the music played up played really loudly, that hearing damage is being done. So we're seeing people of a younger generation losing their hearing bit by bit more often. And there's no doubt that in the future we will see people in their 30s and 40s coming forward for help, you know, instead of this occurring naturally at 60, 70 with natural degenerative processes. And if people are using a hearing, you know, these MP3 players, for example, or going to rock concerts on a frequent basis and getting that tinnitus, that ringing in the ears afterwards, they've already got some hearing loss, and that accumulates over the years.
And the tinnitus, we've touched on this before on the programme. This is something that you can have temporarily as a result of being somewhere very loud, but it could also stay with you for the rest of your life.
Yes, I mean, the tinnitus is a sure sign that there's been some irritation of the fine cells inside the organ of hearing in the inner ear, and that usually diminishes over the 24-hour, 36-hour period after, you know, you've been standing in front of the speakers at a disco or a rock concert. But that's a sign that there's been some damage, and people find that they develop tinnitus. I mean, millions of people suffer from tinnitus, which can be very, very intrusive at times, constantly there, constantly interfering with your concentration. So that's part of hearing loss, but it's more complex than that. What's good news this week is that you can get a free hearing test at Hidden Hearing all week. We're encouraging people to come forward and get that test free of charge and finding out, you know, how bad their hearing loss is, even if they're not conscious of it at the moment.
That might be time well spent. Dr. Hilary Jones, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
My pleasure, Frank.
Dr. Jones is actually in Belfast as we speak.